Hello and welcome. This file is called The Proof. And it's a simple file where I'm just going to talk to you for a little while. And after you have listened to this file, it will be impossible for you to have an orgasm unless you write my name on your body. And maybe to make it a little bit more exciting, not just anywhere on your body. Now don't worry, you can use a non-permanent marker and wipe it off directly afterward. It's only to give you an undeniable proof that you have been controlled. And that's all this file does. After your next orgasm, this file and all the suggestions will completely vanish from your mind. And yet, after having experienced that you were helplessly controlled by a post-hypnotic suggestion, it might have a very positive effect for any of your future trances. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Even though it's not necessary to get into a deep hypnotic trance for this experience, you might want to get comfortable, you might want to lay down, close your eyes so you can better listen to my voice. But of course, you can do whatever feels right for you. All you really have to do is just listen to my voice, and it's going to happen. And you know it's going to happen, don't you? You know it's going to work, that it's going to be impossible to have an orgasm until you write my name, Vive, on your body. That's right. And I'm wondering, are you here to experience it? Do you want to experience being controlled? Do you want to experience being helpless against my control in your mind? Do you want to experience having something as essential as your orgasm taken away from you just by listening to my voice? Or are you just here to try to demonstrate that you are stronger than my suggestions? After all you have to do is just have the orgasm without writing my name onto your body. And yet, even if your conscious mind is here just to prove me wrong, just to show that you can have your orgasm, have you ever considered that maybe, just maybe, your subconscious mind thinks it's more exciting to experience it, to really experience this level of control? And what would it do with you? Would even the smallest desire to really experience it, to really have this wonderful experience of being controlled in this deep level, already be the chink in your armor I need to control you? Just think about it for a moment. Of course, if you're here to experience it, your subconscious mind already knows that you want to experience it and is already primed and ready to accept all my suggestions. But even if you try to fight it, well, be honest, there's a small part in you that is excited to experience this kind of control, a small part of you that is aroused by the possibility to feel controlled. That's right. And let's take a moment here to talk about the orgasm itself. Now, most people consider their orgasms to be something very physical. And it makes sense, because you're physically stimulating yourself and then you have an orgasm. And yet, it's not. Having given countless people hypnotic orgasms, I know that the orgasm is something that happens in your brain. Of course, we're feeling the pleasure in our genitals, but the real explosion, the real release of all the nice chemicals that make the orgasm so amazing, happens in our brain. And even the decision happens in our brain. The subconscious mind does it. It's maybe akin to something like your heartbeat. You can't control your heartbeat. Yes, you can control it indirectly. You can relax, and your heartbeat will slowly calm down too. Or you can work out, and your heartbeat will speed up. And yet, it's impossible to directly influence it. Your subconscious mind decides how fast your heart is beating. And it's the same with your orgasm. You can stimulate yourself. And the more you stimulate yourself, the more pleasure you build, the more likely the orgasm becomes. And yet, it's still a decision that is happening in your subconscious mind. Just think about it. I'm sure you have experienced something like this. A time where you masturbated and masturbated because you just needed this orgasm. Maybe even to a point where it wasn't really enjoyable anymore. But you needed this orgasm. And the orgasm just stayed elusive, just danced away from your grasp. It was simply impossible to have an orgasm. I'm sure you have experienced something like this. And even if not, if you try to have an orgasm after listening to this file without writing my name onto your body, that's exactly what's going to happen. You can masturbate. You can pleasure yourself. You can use any toy you like. You can be pleasured by anyone you like. It doesn't really matter. Because you know, it's impossible to have an orgasm without writing my name onto your body. You know it's only going to happen for your next orgasm. And yet, the next orgasm will only happen with my name written onto your skin. And maybe, right now, you are thinking, oh damn, it's easy. I just masturbate, I just use my favorite toy, I just pleasure myself, and I will have an orgasm. It should be really easy, shouldn't it? Just imagine it. Imagine pleasuring yourself. And then your pleasure grows. You become more and more aroused. And suddenly you're going to find that the thought of having listened to this recording will pop into your mind, and you will wonder if you are able to have an orgasm. And it's just natural that the more aroused you become, the closer you come to the time where you usually would have an orgasm, that the more this file will pop into your mind. The thought that, well, maybe, just maybe, it's impossible for you to have an orgasm without my name on your skin. And here's the thing with orgasms. Even the tiniest doubt that you are able to have an orgasm pretty much guarantees that it's impossible for you to have an orgasm. It's just the way it works. And yet, let's be real. That's only a backup. Because I already told your subconscious mind that it's impossible to trigger an amazing, wonderful orgasm, at least the next one, without my name being written onto your skin. And it's such a simple and easy little instruction. That's right. And yet, I'm going to make this a little bit more exciting. Because when you have my name on your body, the orgasm will become a lot more intense. Not that it will be anyway, because you know that I've fulfilled your desire to be controlled, and you have experienced being completely unable to have an orgasm without my name on your skin, and that will already put you into a nicely submissive state, make you feel this controlled, and will boost the orgasm you're experiencing. And yet, I'm giving you the opportunity to make it even better. That's right. If you write the name onto the right place on your body, you're going to find that your orgasm is at least 10 times as intense as any normal orgasm. That's right. And all you have to do is write my name, is write the word Vive directly over your sex, which, of course, requires you to be shaved. If you're not shaved, well, either you can't enjoy the boosted orgasm, or you have to shave for me, in which case it will just become even more intense, because you know why you've shaved yourself. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine what that would do to you? First you come out of this file, and you desperately try to have an orgasm. Only to find that it's impossible to have an orgasm. Only to find that my words in your mind control you and have taken away the ability to have an orgasm. And you're getting more desperate, you're getting more aroused, and at some point you have to give in. You have to write my name onto your body. Now imagine it. Imagine writing my name over your sex. Feel how controlled it makes you feel. Maybe a little bit ashamed. And yet that's okay, because it will just feed your pleasure even more. Because you know you have been controlled. You have been forced to do this. And you will already feel the tingle as you write my name over your sex. Imagine it. Feel it. Feel how controlled it makes you feel. Feel how any doubt that you are a perfect hypnotic subject is melting away. And even while you're only focused on the orgasm to come, in the back of your mind, you will become a much better hypnotic subject. And then you have my name written onto your body. And you touch yourself again and you feel the pleasure amplified. You feel so submissive. You know beyond any doubt that you are controlled by my words in your mind. My name on your skin is the undeniable proof. And just knowing it's there will increase your pleasure, will amplify your pleasure, will drive you to the most amazing orgasm, the most amazing explosion of pleasure that you have ever experienced. The kind of orgasm that completely wipes out your mind, leaves you gasping for air and mindless and happy. The kind of orgasm that leaves your mind spinning, that leaves you dizzy and completely satisfied for a long, long time. You know what kind of orgasm I'm talking about. The one after which you're just in this peaceful, happy state of mind, completely obliterating all your worries and cares and filling you with pleasure. And that's exactly the kind of orgasm you are going to experience if you write my name over your sex. And if you have to shave in order to be able to do it, you're going to find that this ritual of submission will just be a price you have to pay, and it will feed your pleasure even more. Because you're going to know that you did it because my words controlled you in your mind, and it will make you feel even more submissive, even more aroused, and it will make the orgasm even better. That's right. And yet, you know that you will only have this orgasm when you have my name written on your body. It's only true for the next orgasm, and yet it's absolutely true for the next orgasm. Without my name on your body, it will be impossible. And with my name directly over your sex, it will be incredible. Those are the two choices you have. Well, you don't really have a choice. So let's be fair. Let's change it. Let's give you another out. Because you will find it's impossible to have an orgasm. And yet, maybe you can't bring yourself to write my name onto your body. So there will be another out. Exactly 1 week after you listen to this file. That's right. In 1 week from now, you're going to be able to have an orgasm again. That's the second out. If you can't bring yourself to write my name onto your body, it will simply be completely impossible to have an orgasm for 1 full week. And you can touch yourself all you want, you can stimulate yourself all you want. You know, the more aroused you become, the more the thoughts of this file will corrupt your mind, will lock your mind from the orgasm. And even without that thought, without that doubt, my suggestion is deeply in your mind. And your subconscious mind knows that it's completely impossible to have your next orgasm without my name written onto your body, and it will make it impossible. Just imagine it. Just imagine yourself masturbating, teasing yourself, pleasuring yourself, becoming more and more aroused, more and more horny, building more and more sexual energy, And yet, it's simply impossible to go over the edge, as if something is holding you back, because your subconscious mind refuses to give you the orgasm without my name on your skin. It's as simple as that. And so you will pleasure yourself and get more and more frantic, more and more needy, more and more horny, and yet the relief will never come until you write my name onto your body. Just imagine it. Just imagine how frustrating it's going to be. You need your orgasm. You're masturbating furiously, and yet it's simply impossible. It's never coming. You feel so close, you feel so horny, and yet it's impossible to go over the edge, to let yourself plummet into the bliss of orgasm without my name written onto your body. And no matter why you are listening to this file, your subconscious mind has accepted the suggestion. Because if you're here to experience my control, it's exactly what you want. And your subconscious mind knows that you want it. And so it accepts it. And if you're here to try to prove me wrong, your subconscious mind knows that you have to accept the suggestion before you can try to fight it. And it knows that your desire to prove me wrong necessitates accepting my suggestions deeply into your subconscious mind and making it happen. It just makes sense. It's impossible to try to fight against something that's not in your mind. And so, whatever reason you are here, your subconscious mind accepted the suggestion. And it knows there are two ways out. It knows this is a fair challenge. And so it's going to happen to you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, nothing except writing my name, writing the word Vive on my body. And please, make sure you are writing it with two capital V's. That's right. And now that my suggestions are deeply in your mind, now that my words are swimming in your subconscious mind, and you know it will be impossible to have your next orgasm without writing my name onto your body, or waiting for a week. And that is exactly what's going to happen. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, because even if there was no formal hypnotic induction, some people might be so used to trance with my voice that they just drop down into a deep and relaxing trance. Now let's count you out. If you're already awake, you will just feel my suggestion sinking deeper into your mind with every number. 1, slowly coming back. 2, feeling yourself filling with energy. 3, brimming with energy. 4, getting ready to open your eyes. And 5, open your eyes. Welcome back. Well, that's it. My suggestions are deeply in your mind, and it is going to happen to you. It will be impossible to have an orgasm unless you write my name onto your body or wait for a week. Have fun with it. And please write feedback. I very much hope you enjoyed this recording. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.